Hello, and welcome to my art update podcast thingy. This is update number 97, an interesting call. This podcast is designed to keep people who know me, Andrew Wilner, up to date about what is going on for me artistically and otherwise. If you know me, you're welcome here. You also don't need to listen, and most of you don't, because you're not hearing this right now. If you're not hearing this right now, then what am I talking about? Anyway, I'm not going to hard sell anybody on this. If you don't know me, you're also welcome to listen, but you might be missing some of the context and what the hell are you doing here? Whatever. If you're just joining now and you are interested in catching up, you might want to check out episodes 1, 2, and 52. That'll kind of bring you up to date as far as up to 2023 goes. And 2024, I'll be doing in a couple of weeks, I'll be releasing the year-end update. That might be a little bit later than the first update in 2025, simply because, of course, it's vacation time, so the family's home, and I may not have time to record until they go back to school slash work in the first week of January. I am still 2 weeks behind, speaking about being behind, on these updates now. I will have to catch up before December 31st. Not sure how. Maybe some kind of special update, because, yeah, this is basically, this week is Christmas. I'm recording this on the 23rd. And Hammy's off school from, we're taking him out on the 25th, which was supposed to be his last day. So he's off on the 26th, 27th. And we're then getting ready to go up to my friend John's lodge, also known as the Snow Den, up in Niigata on the 28th. And we'll be there till the 31st. We come back, we do New Year's with the in-laws. And then it's New Year's family stuff. That'll be the first time I probably have to get back to this unless I do some kind of field recording up in Niigata. We'll see. I'm planning to bring my field recorder. So we'll see. We'll see in a microphone. Although I don't need to, actually. John has microphones up there. Little update before we get into the art updates. Little update on the computer get-in that I posted about last week. If you missed last week's update, basically my main computer, which is this little mini computer, died. And I then found out that it was not under warranty anymore. I thought it was a 2-year warranty, but they basically did a bait and switch. Not on purpose, I don't think, but still a bait and switch in the sense that I went to look to see what the warranty was. It said 2 years, but apparently if I ordered off of Amazon Japan, it was just 1 year. So I am trying to troubleshoot this damn thing myself. But this is the thing, is that I did a little bit of troubleshooting last Friday, and I was taking the RAM chips out and putting them back in. And then suddenly it booted fine again. And it kept booting fine. And I booted up Windows and I ran it about 4 or 5 hours. And then I put it to sleep overnight. And when I got up in the morning, the machine had shut off and it was dead again in exactly the same way it had been before. So I'm wondering, I started doing some research on Reddit, and apparently some of the people who got this bare bones kit that I got, where you install your own RAM and SSD, got these things called thermal pads to go under the SSDs and the RAM to stop it from touching the motherboard. And I'm wondering if that has something to do, if the RAM positioning has something to do with it, because reseating it seemed to temporarily at least fix the problem. Now, that's not a long-term solution. I can't reseat the RAM every day, because that involves, a 10-minute operation of opening the case and futzing around. And also, I mean, touching the RAM that much isn't a good idea. I'll end up wearing out the contacts probably. But that might help figure out what the problem is and what part needs to be replaced, because I don't know. I mean, I'm in this position where I could easily upgrade the machine I'm working on now. And so, yeah, the machine I'm working on now, which I bought, 2021? And it was a pretty nice machine then. It was about a year and a half old at that point. It's a little, I've got some parts that are out of date. I could update that for 60,000 yen, would go a long way. But the problem is it's not portable. And the thing with that mini computer is that I could carry it to Canada with me, or I could carry it if I went on assignment somewhere. I basically bought it instead of a laptop. It's not quite as convenient as a laptop. You can't use it, you know, on your lap while you're on a train or something, but you can definitely plug it in a hotel room. I've got a portable screen for it. So, yeah. Anyway, figuring that out still. So that took up a lot of my week last week. I also had my last class of the semester, or not the semester, of the year. I've got one more class January 7th. And yeah. Yeah. So YTG updates. Let's get into the actual art updates now. YTG updates. Interference. We were supposed to meet at the storage, YTG storage, last Friday, but we didn't because Hammy had a headache and a stomach ache that morning, so I kept him home from school, so I couldn't go. And oh yeah, that's one more personal update. You know what? I'll get to that at the end. Yeah. So that didn't happen. So I wasn't going to have a lot of updates for you, or an update for you on YTG really this week. But what happened is last night I got an interesting email from this fellow in the US. He's a professor at a university there in South Carolina, I believe. And he's an artistic director at a theater. And he has a bunch of people who donate. He has like a group that funds him to do projects. And he contacted me around this time last year, actually, while I was in Canada, and he pitched something to me. But then another group grabbed that project and we didn't get it. So I don't know. I can't remember exactly what happened, but it was just sort of a misfire of timing. And he pitched it to a few groups, and I think someone was faster on the draw and it was more appealing to his donors. But this year he wanted it to do an international project, and he created this one specifically so that he could work in Japan with YTG. So he's kind of, the proposal of the project was sort of set up in such a way that we're the company that best sort of fulfills that, the mandate. So anyway, he sent that to just a quick email about that last night. And given that, you know, I remember last year the timeline was very, very tight. So I arranged to talk with him this morning because I'm not going to have another chance to talk before the end of the year. Because as I just told you, my end of year is pretty busy and beginning of the year too. And so he broke down the show. It's called Anxiety. It's something he's written, but the script is flexible and it's also not a lot of dialogue. And the dialogue can be in different languages. And he was doing this thing where it's like mirror theater, where it's performed here and then we mirror the cast in the US. So like a single Japanese actor goes back to play it's about a character who's out of place. So here you'd have a Japanese, mostly Japanese cast and a single actor who's out of place. And then you take it to the US, you have a single Japanese actor and then the rest of the cast is local. So it's the Japanese actor who's out of place. So that's sort of the concept. Most of the dialogue will be voiceover and very movement based. So it seems like a perfect thing for us. I mean, other than the fact that there's an existing script, but he's not precious with the writing, he says. The best part is that the funding for this goes straight to YTG. So if we are able to come to an agreement and sign a contract, we will get about 12K US in funding that we can use as we see fit to bring the project to fruition. So yeah, that would be amazing. Now, what's the catch? There's always a catch. The catch so far is timing. You know, I've already set up Interference to go up as the summer show, but the writer's timing for him in terms of being able to travel works best June, July, August, which is exactly when we're going to be in the height of rehearsals for the summer production of Interference. So I'm looking into maybe moving Interference to the fall or to fall rehearsals and December presentation. The problem with that is that we had a collaborator coming over from, I think it was London. Was it London or Paris? I think it was London. And I think he can only travel in the summer, but I am going to talk with those people and check it. The other option is we do a double bill and I'm really fucking busy in the summer, but the difference is I can be paid for this. Because we can use the money from the grant. It's not really a grant, from the donation as labor costs. So that's what's happening. If we get everything sorted out, we'll actually get funding for a show, which we can actually pay for some of the labor. My biggest problem is finding a Japanese cast because I don't have those necessarily in my back pocket. I've got one potential person. But then I'm also thinking of involving my friends at the Flying Carpet Factory. Is that what it's called? Tari Nai Nanika in Osaka. So I will have to reach out to them. Okay. So those very exciting update might actually get paid to do theater for a chunk of this year. Fingers crossed. That'll, of course, bump all my project management stuff all over the place because that'll be 3 months that I can't work on anything. Because if, especially if we do a double bill, that's going to be, I'm going to be like doing theater 5 or 6 days a week for those 8 weeks. Okay. Nerd Night. No updates. Next event, February 22nd. Check it out. Tokyo.nerdnight.com. Night is spelled N-I-T-E. Photography. I'm still waiting on final selections from corporate. I need to bill them. I didn't get around to billing them last week. That's something I've got to try to do this week, although the chances of that going through before the end of the year are slim because I have to go through my friend Kim to bill them. And of course, she's going to be celebrating Christmas because she's not Japanese either. Anyway, yesterday project, no updates. Still waiting for Anna. I've not been able to get in touch with her at all. Sustainability project still in limbo because I've been too busy doing other stuff. And other stuff, I'm just fiddling around with AI music still. It's so frustrating. It reminds me of like doing AI art at the very is that you think you put in something and you're like, oh, that's almost what I want. Let me tweak it. And you try to tweak it and it can never get it. You can never get the prompt right. Getting the prompt right is so hard. And yeah. And is it worth it? I don't know. It's given me some ideas for like pulling out my guitar and how I can, because when I wrote the lyrics to say this one particular song, I had sort of a tune in my head just so I could write out, I could figure out the rhythm and the repetitions and stuff like that. But I shouldn't be calling it AI. I really don't like calling it AI. It's not really AI. It's an algorithmic music generator. But it did give me some ideas on how to structure that I wouldn't have had otherwise because my music sort of background is a bit simple and very just sort of repetitive. Not repetitive, but my work can be very samey. So anyway, it's given me some ideas that I think I can probably use. Yeah. Okay, other stuff. I hope the audio on this is okay. Obviously, I'm working on a new machine. My old audio adapter won't even work on this computer. I cannot get it working even with the exact same drivers. So yeah, I pulled one out of storage. And hopefully it doesn't have some weird happening in the background that I haven't heard yet. I haven't had time to thoroughly test it. But so far, so good. And yeah. Okay, and so I did say there was one other personal update. So on Friday, I canceled that meeting in the morning at the storage. But my thing on Friday that I really had to get done is I had to get down to the ward office, kind of like city hall for the ward I live in, and register for health insurance. Because in 2023, due to the Netflix show, I made something like a few hundred dollars more than the limit to stay on my wife's company's insurance plan as a dependent for health and for pension. So I got kicked off regardless of the fact that I'm definitely going to qualify this year because I just had a horrible year financially. And I really only had my university income this year plus that one photo job. So anyway, I had to go and register. And so from April, I was off her company's plan. And what does that mean? That means I am going to have to pay for April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. I'm going to have to, like, that's what, 9 months? And also for pension, same thing. And the bill looks like it's going to be more than 300,000 yen, which I don't have. So that's going to be interesting. I'm going to have to talk to the city about putting that into installments or something, which means another trip there. But anyway, that's just a sort of really depressing sort of closer to the year that I suddenly owe all this stuff. And I don't know why they could have asked me for the documentation for this back in whatchamacallit. Oh shoot. Back in, lots of clicking around there. They could have asked me for the documentation for my income back in May, and I would have only had to do 2 months catch up. But for some reason, they only asked in November. And in the past, it's never been an issue because I've always, because actually it's not based on whether you qualify or not. It's not based on annual income. Legally speaking, it's based on monthly income. And they've always asked me, oh, just give me your income for the last 3 months. And they've always done it in a 3 month period where I didn't have another job and I only had the university job. And so it was very clear that I was way under. But this year they asked for the whole tax returns from 2023. And that's what got me. Yeah, I didn't think I was actually over, but they obviously calculate differently than what it says on my tax forms. So yeah, anyway, blah, blah, blah. Are you interested in my health insurance? No, probably not. But this is something I'm now dealing with. Just on top of all the other expenses of the season, I know I've got about it's more than a $3,000 bill coming in January. So yeah, there's that. Yes, hopefully I can get that contract signed and start getting paid for doing theater. That'll help. Anyway, that's all for this week. Yeah, I'll catch you on the flip side. I will try to get another update, a couple extra updates out in the next 2 weeks so that I can be caught up for the year. Yeah. I've only promised to release, I think 42 of these a year, 48 of these a year or something like that. So the fact that I'm doing 52, I just want to point out is I'm going above and beyond here. But yeah, I will still try to do 52. So until next time, and we're out.